Welcome to Season 3 of the Chai Break Podcast. We're excited to engage in more inspiring chaivisations around our cross-cultural experiences.
This season, we're diving deep into an often gray area and a taboo in our culture, mental health and well-being. So, join us on our mission to break the barriers and get comfortable in those often uncomfortable spaces. Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Chai Break Podcast. So far in this season, we've been talking about normalizing conversations around mental health. And we've also talked a great deal about the fact that seeking professional help isn't always tied to big life events. But guess what? Today, we're doing just that.
Yes, we're talking about one of the biggest life-changing times in a woman's life, motherhood. And that's been the bulk of our conversations in many of our Chai Break podcasts. But this one's going to be a little bit different. As you know, Bushrita and I are mothers. I mean, we have Dia and Ananya, our daughters. And our guest today is also another mother, a fairly new one, to a two-year-old, Shruti Bharath. Hello, Shruti.
Hi.
Hi. So let me go over the bio of Shruti, which is pretty impressive, guys. She has a diverse career of 14 years working across corporates, not-for-profits, and social enterprises. She's a self-proclaimed entrepreneur and is passionate about zero-to-one solution building in growth stage organizations. Lovely. She's a leader at work and also at home. She's a mom, she's a daughter, she's a wife, she's a sister. She wears many different hats. She's also working on a new project, which is going to be fascinating to talk to in today's podcast. It's called Beyond the Bump. She's lived in 4 different countries. She's a prolific blogger, loves animals. She loves some good home decor. And we were just talking about that just before we started hitting the record button. And thrives on organizing and multitasking through life. She's also a recovering perfectionist, and Shweta and she can have a lot to talk on that front. So without any further ado, welcome, Shruti. Welcome to our podcast, our show. We are delighted to have you here.
Thank you, Rema, and thank you, Shweta. I'm really excited about the conversation we're going to have.
Yeah. So from one recovering perfectionist to another, I'm so excited to have Shruti on the podcast. To give our listeners some behind the scenes, you know, of how this chaivisation came about, Shruti and I go way, way back. We met as co-workers at a very short stint in an organization for like 6 months, I guess, and have been friends ever since. And among other things we have in common, but, you know, we're also Virgos. We've outnumbered the Libra, but, you know, the Libra is like has a little halo on her head and she's very excited. And we love her, so it's all good.
Not happening.
Another thing that actually brought us together is our passion to make an impact, big or small. Speaking of which, one of the goals we set for ourselves, Rama and I, for this season was to talk about mental health challenges in all the different ways we have personally experienced it. And as you all know, motherhood, especially those early months and years, were definitely one of them. Although both Rama and I can attest that even after all these years, we're still learning, growing, and sometimes even winging it.
For sure, for sure. Right, oh, absolutely. I wish every child came with their own manual.
Exactly.
No, it's one of the most challenging things I've done in my life. And mm-hmm. we're still continuing to learn and grow.
Totally.
And it transforms and evolves. We're evolving, we're transforming as people. Mm-hmm. So it's been a great journey, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So jokes apart, when I heard about Beyond the Bump, Shruti's newest venture, it was one of those moments where I wished I had access to something like this when I was a new mother. And I'm sure Rama would feel the same way. So that leads me to my very first question. What was it like, you know, becoming a new mother? And what were those early challenges like? And what were the effects on mental health and well-being for yourself? And, you know, obviously we'll get to like the other people that you're talking to, the community you're trying to build, and the similarities and challenges that you're finding they faced as well.
Yeah, no, that's a great first question and not an easy one. So you're really setting me up for a big answer. But I wanna start off by saying, yes, I'm a relatively new mom. I think the two of you are veterans sort of compared to me. But like you said, every kid's different. Every mom's different. I had my son Surya in the pandemic, right? Which has its own dimension when you think about the whole experience. Mm-hmm. I was pregnant during the pandemic and had my son during the pandemic. And I moved to another country 9 weeks after he was born. So I just went through a lot of change in that period. And I don't think I knew what I was signing up for at the time. Mm-hmm. And even though I have so much privilege and so much access to so many resources, the emotional part of the experience was a lot more overwhelming than I realized, right? And yeah. I think it was a lot in the mix, Shweta. I was also, you know, the Virgo in us that really loves to be in control of the situation and, you know, just wanting to be as productive as you can be and not really understanding what a big change has happened in your life. So I think it was very, very, very humbling. Those first few months really taught me how to slow down, to be honest, and just, you know, figure out what's the right gear to be operating at. And the most funny thing is, I think I sought out a lot of help, especially through other podcasts and, and reading a lot of, you know, books and articles. And I think it really, really got me through some of that initial processing and thinking about the entire situation.
Yeah.
But what I found really interesting is that there wasn't a whole lot from an Indian context.
Yes.
I don't think there were a lot of Asians or South Asians or even Indians specifically who live in the country like I do, really talking about their postpartum experience. It can be postpartum anxiety, postpartum change, matrescence, even pregnancy. I think the entire conversation was focused on the logistics, where to give birth, how to give birth, where to buy, you know, the thing you need, which is great. But I mean, it isn't enough. And I think that there needs to be a lot more conversation around the emotional experience and the changes, not the changes in yourself, your identity, your relationships. Everything changes, whether it's a little bit or a lot, but it changes. And I think we don't have enough, you know, of a conversation around that in India. And I think that was a really huge takeaway from those initial days for me, you know. But yeah, that's, I think, sort of touching upon why I even thought about Beyond the Bump at that point. But I mean, I'd love to hear from you both what your experience. I know, Shweta, you had a little bit of a, you've shared with me when we've chatted a lot about, you know, motherhood and how your early days were. Yeah, but I figure it wouldn't be too much different with the two of you in the US as well.
Completely, completely. I mean, I think one of the biggest for me was identity crisis.
Yeah.
You know, because suddenly now you go from just being a woman, a spouse, a friend, and all of a sudden you're a mother. And what society tells you is that now that you're a mother, that is your whole and soul identity. And I had this fighting, you know, voice inside me trying to say that, no, but you can do all of these things. And actually, honestly, the time I was pregnant is when me and Rama, you know, started becoming friends and we started talking. And I looked up to Rama because Rama was out there. She was a mother, but she was going after her passions. She was, you know, going after her ambition, whether it was career-wise, her social life and all of that. And I remember, you know, having this, all these mixed voices fighting in my head. And I'm like, is this okay? Can I do this? And I remember like talking to Rama about it.
Yeah.
And so I feel like definitely the need for a community where they look at you. Yes, you have this new role as a mother, but you're also this person, you know, and you're evolving and you're transforming. And it's such a huge change that sometimes I don't think you can ever fully be ready for it.
No.
You know, and I think, you know, Rama, you can talk to it as well about what your experience was.
No, I think it's very cultural as well, but it also is maternal. So culturally, we are, you know, we're always working towards logistics. Every motherhood. Yeah, I've been a mother. You know, there are so many mothers. They're all doing it. So you can also do it. So that's the attitude when it comes to culture. And the maternal aspect is, you know, there is something now, if you have this little one in your arms now, and there is suddenly you have guilt come out of nowhere. And, you know, you have to fight these two things, you know, first the cultural aspect to the whole thing, and then the guilt aspect. And you're always fighting these two and trying to work your way in. And it was hard for me too. And I literally took a step. I remember wanting to slow down. And I remember at the same time, kind of like, I'm slowing down, but still there are all these things that I want to do. So I have done the same. I've gone through the same emotions. Mm-hmm. And I think when Shweta met me, I kind of was fighting those battles and using my, you know, just talking them out, talking mm-hmm. through in my head and saying, no, every time I had to go out, I'd be like, Rema, it's okay. She'll be fine. You've got to do what you got to do. Mm-hmm. So it was always kind of self-motivating. But yes, there were no huge role models. There were nothing that, you know, that I could look up to do it. It was just your internal voice just saying, go, go, go. It's mm-hmm. okay. Mm-hmm. You know, things are going to be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think most people will relate to that aspect. But like, I want to ask about more about the beyond the bump. I think that's the whole crux of the story here.
Yeah.
So I think I'm just going to do one gigantic question mm-hmm. that will probably comprise all the other questions, little mini questions. What is beyond the bump? Yeah. How did it start? Where did the inspiration come from and where is it going?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And it's also really comforting. Every time I talk to mothers, and I'm talking to moms all the time, to know that you're not alone. I don't think there's anyone who said this job is easy, right? So that's both a little bit sad, but also really honest and great.
Yes.
So for me to tell you about Beyond the Bump, I'll have to rewind a little bit and talk about who I am as a person beyond the bio you just read, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm also just a very sensitive person, right? I go through the world with emotions. I feel and perceive a lot of different things. And I think becoming a mother was a very heightened emotional experience for me. Mm-hmm. And I really thought about what this would be for folks who didn't have access to support like I did or didn't have access to resources like I did. Mm. And I, like Shweta was saying earlier on in the discussion, I think what fundamentally motivates me is to do something that, you know, is connected to purpose or impact or something that I know will help, even if it helps 10 people.
Yeah.
So I think that's sort of a DNA thing. I don't know. I can't explain it beyond that, but that's really just that's sort of what moves me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Beyond the bump, I think the name's pretty self-explanatory, but it is quite literally beyond pregnancy and what that journey is like,
yeah.
right? Because you are born as a mother right from the moment you think you are a mother, right? Which mm-hmm. is, you know, at conception, you know, when your baby is born, and then it's a journey. It's not a destination.
Yeah.
And so for me, I'm not a mental health practitioner. I'm not trained in psychology or therapy or any such thing, but I certainly have been, you know, someone who empathizes and can hold a lot of compassion for people in general.
Mm. Yeah.
So for me, Beyond the Bump was an idea that I was sitting on almost immediately after I had my son. I think when I'd moved to another country and I was really DIYing everything, I was all over the place, and I had gotten back to work, you know, 7 months after maternity break, which is not bad by US standards, but not great, you know, from just human standards.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
I think for me, Beyond the Bump was really an idea that was taking root. I was very inspired by a wonderful podcast that I'd heard called Motherkind.
Mm-hmm.
Which is by this woman called Zoe Blasky. She's based out of the UK. And she had the most amazing conversations with women also from the region. And they mm-hmm. were just so thoughtful and beautifully curated. And they were just honest.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a brand that really speaks to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I started to think of how, you know, is there a space to create something like that in India? Because I was coming back to India. I was back a year after. Surya was over a year when I moved back. And so I figured, hey, you know, there must be a way for us to create a space here. And that's where I formally kind of began Beyond the Bump as a platform.
Mm-hmm.
Now, today it is a volunteer-driven platform. I haven't committed myself 100% from a, you know, from a work perspective on it. It's something I do about 6 to 8 hours a week, which is considerable given I'm a working mom.
Yeah.
And have a whole lot of other stuff going on, which is something I'm quite proud of. But I'm very committed to creating a space where we can have honest, open conversations about the 0 to 24 month phase.
Yeah.
And the reason I've specifically sort of, you know, zoned into that is because I think that that's a period where you're really coming to terms with change. Mm-hmm. And I think, Rema, you spoke about it as well. Like, I think Shweta kind of met you a few years after you'd probably established a little bit of a routine and a new identity. And I think 0 to 24 for me is sort of almost you know, it's your own birthday. It's not just your child's second birthday, but it's your own.
Totally.
Where you're, you know, you've shifted in terms of your priorities, what you identify with, your relationship has changed so much mm-hmm. with not just your partner, but pretty much everyone in your life. And you're also making big decisions about your career. And I think there's a need to really open up and have conversations, specifically sort of more millennials. I don't think I can necessarily speak to every generation. I think this is very millennial focused, mm-hmm. You know, folks who are having children in their 30s. But the idea is to, there's two types of content that I'm, you know, putting out. This is folks who really appreciate or can immerse in sort of a long format. So there's a lot of listening and podcasts are a great way to immerse and, you know, do that while you're on a walk or driving. And so I'm developing the first season of my podcast called Bumped In, which is sort of a take on Beyond the Bump. And I'll combine that with, you know, a bunch of articles related to that. So the first season is focused on pregnancy and the fourth trimester, right? What does, you know, recovering from birth look like in the first 6 months? And I've had such incredible people on my podcast already and just such phenomenal conversations. And, you know, I think the sort of selfish takeaway from all of this is how much it's helping me.
Yes.
Just having these amazing conversations with people and just knowing that you are not alone. And I'm okay if Beyond the Bump reaches, you know, 200, 300, 500 people in its journey in the next few years, because I'm really keen on creating a safe and normal space to have conversations that may not be very comfortable, right? And it doesn't have to be, you know, a paid professional sort of listening to you, but just regular moms, parents having chats about hard stuff.
You know, it's so interesting.
So I hope that sort of, go ahead.
No, sorry to interrupt, but I just wonder, when you said conversations, you kind of opened up one of the biggest things that we're missing in that fourth trimester is having conversations, because suddenly you have this new little thing's life in your hands and you're in a vacuum.
It is very isolating.
Yeah, and you're not sleeping.
You're not sleeping.
You're just not yourself.
You know, there is this inherent inhibition to really talk about some of this stuff, because one may sound weak. At least that was my thing. I was like, I was not able to have like, oh, do you have this feeling as well? Because it felt like taboo to even like come out and talk about those kind of topics, because I didn't want to be judged. I didn't want to, you know, I didn't want the word spread out if I was thinking something different.
No, You're expected to be blissed out all the time. Mm-hmm. I can't think of a single life milestone where you're blissed out all the time. Like, you will love your child in the way you know best, but you can't be happy every moment. And let's also remember that losing sleep and not getting more than 2-3 hours of consecutive sleep is a form of torture.
Yes.
I mean, let's just, let's
it's
just
call a spade good. A spade. Yeah, no, I actually vividly remember that one night when I can never forget. It's been 8 years, but I remember, like, my dad called me, like, my mom was here with me and my dad called from India, and, you know, I got on the phone and he's just like, oh, how are you, right? And I just started crying and he's like, oh my god, what happened? And then, you know, I'm like, what, 32? And I was like, yeah, I woke up every hour all night last night. Dear didn't let me sleep. I was simply beside myself.
Yeah.
You know, and the thing, again, the stigma, the taboo is that when you are a new mother and you're expressing this to someone, you know, because you're suddenly expected to, you know, be this like self-sacrificing, not thinking about yourself. It's only about the baby, because when during your pregnancy, it's all about you. But, you know, your body has gone through the physical, emotional, you know, process of delivering and giving birth to a baby. But suddenly now it's all about the baby and not about you.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It's just bringing memories back.
It is the most difficult time. And to have a community of people that can actually just hear you out, you know, whether you want to vent, you want to share, you want to inspire, whatever that is, in a non-judgmental, safe space is critical. So what you're doing is like just so much the need of the hour, whether it's India, whether it's anywhere in the world. I feel like, you know, like they say, it takes a village. It does take a village.
Absolutely.
You know, I hope this podcast, some men are listening to this podcast as well. And I hope like mothers-in-law, mothers, you know, different generations are listening to it as well, because it's so important. And this is what I felt that I took, one of the, let's say, moral of the story or the message that I took out from my own pregnancy and postpartum was so important to just pause. And if you see a mother, especially one that's new, you know, just new mother, just ask her, how are you? Mm-hmm. I think that one question will just have a huge impact in that person's life. We have never, ever, I don't see many people asking those questions. Always, oh, how's the baby? Is the baby doing fine? Yeah. Oh, how are you coping with like your work and stuff?
Yeah.
It's like, no, none of that. Just like really focus, look into the answer. How are you?
Yeah.
And how are you doing? And I think that would have such a profound impact.
Mm-hmm. I think that's been my experience. That's been my experience too, Rema. I feel like you start to feel a bit invisible.
Yes.
And it starts very early. It starts almost immediately after the baby is born, where you suddenly feel like you've just been a carrier. You don't really matter. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a hard, and even in the best intentions, right? When families really do care for you and your children. And you know, and most people, I feel like there's also a generational challenge, you know. I think there's two parts to it. There's cultural and generational. I think India being a collective society, we do tend to not give space for emotions. Mm-hmm. We're not high on EQ, right? We don't, we just hustle through and, you know, sort of power through experiences and don't necessarily pause and reflect on how we're feeling. And obviously that's worked out well in many situations, but I don't think it works anymore.
In the long run, it doesn't. You know, I mean, come on, we're in therapy. Why? Because, I mean, honestly, let's just be really, really honest.
We have an entire season dedicated to talking about mental health. Exactly. There's got to be some carryover.
I know, right?
No, I fully agree. I think that we're carrying quite a bit of unresolved issues. Mm-hmm. But for me, my experience of this was just people just not knowing what to tell me. And I did not have the bandwidth to coach anyone. Mm-hmm. I was like, I am not taking on a fourth thing to do right now. Like, you know, this isn't going to work. And I remember most of the moms I was talking to at the time were still pretty caught up with the logistics, right? Like, you know, the poop schedule and the what do I feed and how do I keep my baby safe, which, don't get me wrong, is extremely important. But I started to ask myself, why is no one talking about, you know, the 3 a.m. In the dark breastfeeding moment, or the, you know, the 10 days that it takes to get your baby to latch, and you know how much it hurts and feeling so alone.
Yeah.
And why is no one asking me if I've recovered from birth? And, you know, like all of that. And why is this expectation that, you know, I'll just keep marching on and maybe I just need to have a good cry, mm-hmm. and no one has to sort of, you know, judge me for it. So I felt like no one was really paying attention to any of that. I don't even think folks who are, you know, peers over the same age, or, you know, folks who had just had babies as well, were really talking about it. And
correct.
I remember just feeling really, really alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I would also get very triggered by, you know, things like, you know, we've done it, we've had two kids, you know, when you hear that from you know, the your mom or your mother-in-law, whoever. And I used to think to myself, you know, I mean, let's unpack that, right?
Yeah.
Where are you now that, you know, and no disrespect, but I feel like there's a grace with which we can do things now, and maybe we can afford ourselves that grace now that they couldn't, right? And you know, I really think that it's important to make that space now. And I'm even more committed. I think I had a moment where I wasn't very sure whether I should be doing this. I think I struggled a bit with, you know, a bit of that imposter syndrome, saying, okay,
all
who am
us.
I?
Yeah.
Why
yeah.
should I be doing this? You know, mm-hmm. And I figured, why not?
Yeah.
I mean, I decided to think a little bit like a man for a second. I have an idea. And what would a man do in my position? He'd definitely do something about it. So I said, I got to channel some of that, you know, confidence into the situation. And then once I started, there was no looking back. I definitely tried a whole bunch of things before I arrived at, okay, maybe this is the right format, but I'm more committed than ever to make space for conversations about motherhood and specifically on the emotional part, right? It's about
maternal mental health. And,
absolutely. Absolutely. And I think as I get into it, you're just peeling the onion, right? There's more and more and more and more. And this whole season, in fact, Rema, like you were saying, I hope, you know, men are listening too. Absolutely. I have dads on the podcast too, because it's a family journey. I think, of course, there's a spotlight on the mom and the change because biology and everything else makes it a lot more intense for us. But the idea of speaking to parents and all caregivers, you know, who are associated with that is the intention. And let's see how that goes. I even spoke to some pregnant women and I was so amazed by how pragmatic and prepared they were. And I was also thinking about whether I sounded anything like that, you know, but let's see.
I think the days are getting different. We're even in like, you know, Ananya is 15 and even from there to now, I'm living in a different generation, different world. And I'm so happy to see how things are like, people like you are creating such platforms and informing, you know, new mothers on some of the problems that they would probably never even thought about. And just then when it happened, it was like, oh gosh, what did I do? And so it's really great to live in this moment and, you know, have to be a mother in this moment, I think. And rightfully, like you said, the reason why we didn't have such conversations before, although we are also fairly newer generation, is that like we've seen from our role models have been our parents. Have they talked about grandparents? They've popped like 5 kids, 6 kids. Have they had to deal with it?
And the thing is that that's the dialogue we always heard, right?
Yes.
You know, like... Really, you're trying to tell me, like, I've had, like, raised 3 of my own and taken care of all my, you know, sisters and brothers' kids and what have you. I heard a lot of that, you know.
It's a different generation. There was no social media. There was, you know, women had their dreams, but it was, maybe they kind of controlled it to the situation involved.
No, completely.
We are different. And so I think it's nice to kind of spread the word, get the conversation going. So at least the future generations kind of benefit from it.
Yeah, because maternal mental health has always been something that had to be addressed. But I feel like in the flow of like, you know, men are, you know, expected to go to work and, you know, women's task has been like, you stay home, you give birth to the babies and you just keep going. So I feel like they're, even for the women, you know, give them, that generation, the benefit of doubt because they did not have channels, one, and they didn't even know that, oh, should I even be talking about this? Can I talk about this? Can I feel this way? You know, so there were so many barriers that patriarchy put on them, that they put on themselves because of the expectations, you know, that society put on women. And it's a lot of burden that we're carrying. And to finally have an avenue where you can open it up and talk is amazing. So one of the things, like I remember talking to you, Shruti, that you're building all of these various elements, right?
Yeah.
You know, of those early parenting years. And where does maternal mental health fit into all of this?
I feel like it's sort of a through line. I don't think that just given the fact that I'm not a practitioner myself, there are a few ways I want to blend in the accessibility to maternal mental health.
Yeah.
So one thing is to create an actual list of experts who people can access on the website. Which is under construction right now. The other way is I'm actually bringing in a few folks to be on the podcast to actually speak about, you know, how they can start conversations and how they can address these challenges for people. And I think just, you know, normalizing difficulty when you're hearing two moms chat candidly about an experience. I've spoken to such wonderful people. You're talking about the fact that, you know, folks who have like fantastic profiles, you know, who've lived all over the world, who just look like they have their life completely sorted, but in reality, they have their life completely sorted and they have, you know, moments of challenge and difficulty, which they've, you know, worked on really maturely. So I think these are three ways in which I'm trying to address the mental health aspect of it very, very strongly through the conversation. Yeah.
That's really amazing.
And where do you take it from here?
What's the big picture vision board for Beyond the Bump look like? We'd love to hear.
Yeah. And, you know, so it's such an interesting thing. I ask myself the same question all the time, given, you know, what we're made of. I want to be very intentional about hustling slowly on this one, right?
Yes,
I don't think that this is this huge venture that I want to monetize from the get-go. Mm-hmm. I think this is something that I want to test and do gracefully. I think for two reasons. One is because I actually want to be very intentional and very, you know, high quality sort of, you know, approach to it. Mm-hmm. But also be very graceful about my own ability and bandwidth, right? I am a mom. I have a lot going on in my life and I want to be able to enjoy this. Mm-hmm. And I think mm-hmm. blending both these priorities is, you know, the headline on the vision board. Mm-hmm. But I'm very clear that this is going to be a support space for specifically more urban mothers, you know, urban parents in India. I want to be able to do at least, you know, a good 4-5 seasons of the podcast, if not more, and really mainstream this discussion as far as possible, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And so I'm thinking of a few different sort of campaigns around how to launch. I'm looking at a mid-April to end-April launch of the first season. Because I'm also combining that with a whole bunch of sort of written material that will go with it. Mm-hmm. So the vision is to bring in, I want to hopefully make a 200, 300 member community in the next year or so of parents in possibly, you know, a Bangalore, Bombay type of combination, because that's sort of the extent of my second and third degree connections. Mm-hmm. But that's what's on the vision for Beyond the Bump right now.
Oh, that sounds so exciting. Yeah.
Wow.
And how do people access this information and content?
So, like I said, Rema, all of it is still under development. I have a website, beyondthebump.in. And I will be hosting all of the content on that, or you can click through from there to all of the actual, you know, sort of pages that will have the content. But likely to have a YouTube channel, you know, stuff on all of your usual suspects in terms of podcast hosting websites.
Instagram.
Yeah, and definitely socials as well. I already do have a social media handle, but we're working on sort of building that out a bit.
Yeah, I'll share all the links and I'll put the handle as well in our show notes. Thank you so very much for doing this, Shruti. I feel like this was such an amazing conversation. And we've, as you know, motherhood is such a vast ocean out there. We've barely even scratched the surface, but both me and Rama are really excited to see where you take this, and, you know, we're there for any kind of support you need, and, you know, to give you shout outs, to give you support. And we totally believe that it is the need of the hour.
Absolutely.
That's really, really lovely to hear. And I got to say, the two of you have had a part to play here. I think hearing your podcast and seeing, you know, Shweta, you do this because I know you a little bit better, has really inspired me as well. So you guys have definitely a part to play in where I'm in thinking I could do it as well and having the confidence to do it. And I really appreciate you even having me on. I know I'm very early on in my journey and you guys are a little bit down the road, but this is so exciting and I really appreciate you giving me a space to talk about what I'm working on and doing. So this is really, really fantastic.
Oh, you're welcome. This is so nice to hear. You know, this is all about paying it forward, right?
Yeah.
It's a journey that is only endless. So whatever we do, hopefully the ripple effect goes on and inspires other people to be better than what we are, better than us.
Absolutely.
That's the goal.
So I'll keep you posted on how this goes. Look out for some of my content.
Definitely. We'll share. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you so very much. And thanks to our listeners. Until next time, we're going to say bye for now.
Super. Thank you so much. Thanks a lot, girls.
Bye, guys. See you then. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed our conversation as much as we did. Please let us know what you think. It means the world to us. Yes, and join the Chaivization on our social media channels, where we discuss the many facets of mental health and well-being and share our collective thoughts. If there's a topic you'd like us to talk about, write to us at chaibreakpodcast@gmail.com or DM us on our Instagram account.